worked hard for it. I had a lot of help gaining this victory tonight.
More votes for you than the combined votes 3 years ago.
Yeah, isn't that something? That suggests that both of us worked real hard, but I think the voters maybe saw that we could probably use a stronger voice on city council this time around.
Did you find the interest level higher as opposed to 3 years ago, or maybe even 6 years ago?
I think so. I really do think so. I think that the voters were a little hungrier this time around for better representation, stronger representation, and the intensity level was high. It's just the way it worked out. But I did all I could to try to really muster up votes on a personal level, you know. And I think I started working earlier this time around, and so it paid off tonight.
Economically speaking, how are people in your district faring now compared to the last two election cycles? And I ask that because, you know, nationally, the economy was bad 3 years ago. It may have been worse even 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Do people sort of feel a sense of recovery? And because of that, maybe they feel like the city can now do more and particularly do more in single-member District 1?
Well, I hope that's the case. But I think what we would like for it to be and what it may actually be are two different things, to the extent that there may be recovery in most of Bryan, but in a lot of areas in Districts 1 or 2, they really haven't changed that much. They still appear to be a depressed area in the city, both Districts 1 and 2. Individuals and families and workers may have maybe saw a minimal, slight increase in income, but it's really not reflective in the standard of living in Districts 1 and 2. People are still struggling, and I think that if the city can do, or whatever the city can do to help facilitate, alleviate some of the hardships in the poorer districts, it would really go a long way in creating an atmosphere of more positive growth in the city.
And that was going to be my follow-up question. Do you think that can spread citywide if more attention is paid in 1 and 2?
Yes, absolutely. And I think the thing that I have on my side is that the mayor and I both ran for election in endorsing and pursuing and supporting greater infrastructure activities in Districts 1 and 2. We both touched on that on those ideas, and I think that the mayor and I should really work hard together in bringing more infrastructure spending in Districts 1 and 2. It's really been overlooked, and it's just not me saying that. Everyone who has eyes can see that Districts 1 and 2 have really at this point really been neglected, and that's not, I don't say that lightly. Everyone realizes that, and it's time to really take the deficiencies seriously in Districts 1 and 2 as far as infrastructure is concerned.
And I'm guessing that not as much attention had been paid in prior years because the economy didn't generate the type of revenue that we hear that the city is generating now.
Well, I wish that were the case, but I think that where we could possibly blame it on the economy, historically, the Districts 1 and 2 have been forgotten, even when the economy was good. There just wasn't the drive, the desire, the motivation to really bring District 1 and 2 up to standard, up to code, you know? We could have done a lot more in years past and even decades past now, you know. But we just didn't do it. We didn't do it as a community. And I'm hoping that I can be the catalyst or the strong voice to now bring the entire council together to really take seriously doing some positive things in Districts 1 and 2. It's got to be done, and we can't close our eyes to it anymore. We really have to focus on it and do something about it, because it looks too bad to where It looks so bad that it's really a reflection on the entire city, you know. We can do better than this.
And do you think the makeup of the council, of course you don't know who's going to win in District 2 because there's going to be a runoff. But based on the candidates that are in that runoff and based on everybody else that's going to be on the council, do you think that the personality makeup is going to favor this taking place?
Well, that's hard for me to say, but what I can say is this. The first thing I'm going to do, as a new councilman, well, of course, we're at a second term. The first thing I'm going to do as a councilman is extend the hand of cooperation to the rest of the city council and the mayor. That's it. That's what I want to do. That's what I think needs to be done to try to cooperate and do what I can to work with the other councilmen and women to do what we can, what's best for District 1, which is ultimately best for the city of Bryan. And I just want to, just extend the hand of cooperation and finally get things done that need to be done for the poorer districts of the city of Bryan.
Have I missed anything?
I guess what I would want to add is that I want to thank the voters, the responsible voters of District 1 for reelecting me, Bryan City Councilman, for Bryan City Council District 1. And also to thank my opponent, you know, him being in the race made me a better candidate. And ultimately, I think that the voters and residents of District 1 will benefit from this campaign. If there's one more thing I can say is that I'm optimistic as to what we can do and how Bryan will look in the future with the entire council working together to really buoy up the rest of the districts in Bryan, you know, primarily districts 1 and 2. I think that I also think that I may have a sympathetic ear with the rest of the councilmen and women on city council, because even they have admitted that districts 1 and 2 have been forgotten. And again, Mayor Mayansky and I, we both touched on the knowledge that, yeah, we need to do more for this part of town.